Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I mean, Shasky can't help himself with the Scarface references this morning, acting like he's the only one.
That's okay. Show me Bach. Yeah.
Another quarter. She let me in the morning.
Look at
it. Is that Arnold Schwarzenegger? What was your,
can you give me the Frank? You did a Frank one.
Stoddy, can you
Frank
do
Lopez.
It?
Frank, you can't kill a cop. Whoever says you was one.
That's so good.
That's a five.
That's so, he ended me with a great
that's
one.
That's so good.
He ended me. He brought it
good.
Home, baby.
Oh, that's a crossover dude. Right now. Stoddy and Gil. Rose Fidoni and Shasky.
Oh, man. That's great. Oh.
What's up, boys? How are you doing?
Oh, man.
Yeah.
I got a confession.
Okay, Usher.
All right, that's a four. So I'm on record as saying because I have three kids, anybody that asks you who's your favorite kid, you can't answer. There's not. You love them all the same.
Uh-huh.
And I
depends
do that with
day.
My sports, yeah. Baseball, basketball, football. Yeah. But guys, I got a revelation. Football just hits a little different.
Yeah.
Like, I'm excited for Sunday now. And maybe it was because of last night. It was a stinky game. But it's just something about the
can
NFL.
Something?
Yeah, it's just something.
Because, like, and I know you're a unicorn, okay? So as a Cowboy
I'm
gonna guy.
I'm going to take that as a positive.
No, I mean this in a good way. You hate both the Eagles and the Giants pretty close, right? Most Cowboy
Eagles,
fans?
Yeah, Eagles more.
Eagles
yeah.
more.
Yeah.
So you're rooting for the Giants last night?
No, I'm rooting for my chicken. And that's who I root for. So I didn't have anything. I was with Steiny on Tulane.
Oh, well, please explain. Obviously, your daughter goes to Tulane, Steiny.
Yeah, my bad.
Mary Page, correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, no, yeah. That's right.
One of them. What was the bet? Tulane played yesterday. Who'd they play?
East Carolina.
The Pirates,
yeah.
I got it at 6.5. My partner, I texted him last night. We got it, baby. They won by 7. He got it at 7.5.
Oh.
That's why I don't bet.
Oh, no.
I don't bet.
And then Evan's laughing as his misery.
No.
But yeah.
So what was the bet?
No, it was.
Tulane was favored by 7.
But between
7.5.
Clearly, it was between you guys.
No. He won the bet. I lost it, but we didn't bet each other.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
So he got his people. I got mine.
So I'm going to have a little help today at the ship, right?
Oh, that's good. Oh.
Oh, I had to tell you. I'm a no-go.
What are you talking about?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, you're devastated.
I was
going
to break it to you about 148.
No. He's going to text you while you're in studio. Can't make it.
Well, sure.
I don't have the guts to tell you to your face.
Carter came through.
Right. We had someone on, Joe. I want to get their thoughts on this because there is a big game this Sunday.
And your haircut looks phenomenal.
I appreciate you. I'm trying to get more like you.
No, you look great.
I appreciate you. Yeah, we got to talk about Disneyland and Bill Belichick and LeBron. We'll get to all of it, I promise. We had a guest on. Tom Kresnicki, who covers Tampa Bay, did a longtime radio host there.
Pre and post.
It is a pre and post. Okay. Tampa guy with a New York accent, of course. He said Mac Jones has an it factor about him. Do you buy that, Stein? Do you think Mac Jones has an it factor?
I think that the way he won the game against the Rams was important, and I think he just the way he went about it, clearly got his teammates excited. I mean, he was a warrior. There's no doubt about it. And I think when you have a backup that does that, then you got a team that wants to play for you, and they have two quarterbacks they want to play. They want to play for right now. Like, here's the one thing I was thinking about with the Mac Jones thing. Does anybody think Mac Jones can stay healthy all year?
Yes. That's my...
You do. After Thursday, how can you be in doubt if he's available after that? That was the worst.
Dude, he's not practicing.
Huh?
Like this week, he's not practicing. So, no, to answer your question, and this is just how I feel, I do not think he can last the entire year.
I don't either. And so that's why they need two quarterbacks this year.
You're probably right.
It may change down the line, but I think this year they need two quarterbacks. And it may end up that Brock quarterback 7 and Mac 10 or 10 and 7 the other way. But I don't see any way. At some point, you got to bring Purdy back, right?
Yeah, he's your guy.
And then they've got to see how he adjusts to the game again.
I know.
The week after. Like, you know, Goo, you said this when Lowe said it about he may not be able to practice after weeks of playing. So they... Drew may have to go back and
rename the injury to you guys. Like, it's a serious injury. Turf toe.
Yeah. Well, okay, just real quick.
Okay.
And I'm not picking on Joe, but a lot of people are like, a blister for a pitcher? And I'm like, no, literally.
I just know, hold on. I laugh at the absurdity because people are like playing through like torn hamstrings and stuff. And in baseball, it's different because if you can't throw the ball,
that's everything.
You
can't. Your grip.
But it's just
that's
funny.
What I was getting
it's
at.
It's funny if but you like stub your hand and you're out for 2 weeks in baseball.
I would say it's the equivalent. Yeah. Turf toe is the equivalent to the blister in the sense that it doesn't feel like a severe injury, like a high ankle sprain or broken ribs or something. You cannot do the job.
Right.
Like, you can't spin the ball. If you have a blister, you can't move.
It's real.
Fundamentally, if you have turf toe.
And I'm with you, and I'm four quarters away, Spadoni, to your question about, let's just back up and keep it real. I'm not leaving Brock Purdy. I thought he earned that contract with what he did, but the bottom line is when you say it factor, he was around some dudes in Bama. And he mastered that. He was the maestro to where he was a top pick in the draft. So now you get with Dr. Dre, who took Jimmy Garoppolo to the promised land, took Mr. Irrelevant to the promised land. And I'm putting a big rat on the table early, Butch, but coming out of college, who was supposed to be the better quarterback, Brock or Mac Jones? Just answer that for me.
Well, coming out?
College.
One was drafted significantly higher, but it's irrelevant after you've played multiple years in the league, because you are where you are.
But now he's in heaven, Mac Jones under Kyle.
Okay, so if the let me just one okay, second. Let me just pause.
Yeah.
If the Warriors acquired Johnny Flynn, okay, 6 years into his career, would you be making the argument? Oh, I mean, Johnny Flynn was drafted ahead of Steph Curry.
See, no, I wouldn't.
I'm just saying, like, it's absurd to me. They're like, Birdie has had a better resume than Mac Jones. That doesn't mean Mac
and
can't be successful.
Around him.
But it also doesn't mean that Purdy is going to be what he was a couple years ago for the rest of his career. But I think resumes right now, like, Purdy's is more comprehensive.
And I guess what I'm saying real quick, I don't think he's about to return a glass slipper, Mac Jones. He's probably showing us, I'm in heaven with the guru. I'm ready to go. This is no fluke. The more I see him do it, I'm like, oh my God, look what Kyle's done with Mac Jones. I don't think there's another shoe to drop unless Brock is healthy and, hey, you got to come off the field, bro.
Well, that's why I brought it up, because I've never heard anyone like say it factor when it comes to Mac Jones. And I just thought it was interesting because everyone's
talking about had it at Bama.
Well, yeah, but not even because his skill set, we all said, was, oh, it's Jimmy 2.0, and it's a younger version. He's not going to do anything sexy. Like, Trey Lance, there was an it factor. The size, the athleticism, the deep ball. Even with Purdy, he's not the biggest guy, but he's mobile. He could do these cool plays. Even that first game, you know, evading pressure, throwing it to Tonjes, it was a prayer. Like, it was just fascinating that I heard it factor when it comes to Mac Jones, and I just never thought about it like that. And another guy that clearly has an it factor, we were talking about earlier in the show. Do you want to continue?
Well,
sorry,
let me ask about this, because like everybody defines it differently.
It's different. Yeah.
Would you say Jared Goff has an it factor?
Not really.
Why?
I don't.
He took the Rams to the Super Bowl.
He does, but
no one has more passing yards in the NFL since 2017.
Yeah, but I just
no one has more passing touchdowns.
You know what? He can swing it. I'm going to say he has the it factor.
When things around him are good.
He's good at his job, man.
I think we do this thing on statue quarterbacks that can't have. Did Brady have the it? And I'm not calling Mac Jones.
Yeah.
Brady. I'm just saying, I think we're doing a typecast thing regarding athleticism, maybe, or being able to get to the next level.
No, Brady had an it factor. Yes.
Absolutely. Right. And so I think the it factor in the Shanahan offense is playing on time.
Man.
And if you play on time, if you play on time, you will succeed. Whether it's Jimmy, whether it's Nick Mullins did for a small period of time, whatever it is. And like right now, Max got, he's playing on time. And so it looks really good. I think this goes back to Shanahan and the offense. I'm not taking anything away from Max. I'm not. I'm really not. Purdy's not played on time for quite some time. And so it's zapped that it factor. But he had it too.
No, exactly. Well, that's what I'm getting at. It clearly you see it whenever we talk about Purdy, and that's why people will say, no, you got to go back to Brock. It's because they think he has a higher ceiling with what he could do with the intangibles and the mobility and all that. Steiny, we asked the question earlier. I want to get your thoughts on it. Who do you think's more responsible for the 49? I have to pick one. I'm putting you in a box here. You have to pick one or the other.
Shanahan.
No, it's not the question.
No, okay.
Oh, wow.
No,
that's not the question. Yeah.
Who has been more responsible for the 49ers 4-1 record? Christian McCaffrey or Mac Jones? Got to pick one.
Mac Jones.
Why?
That's an interesting answer.
Because Mac Jones has been better than we thought Mac Jones would be, and McCaffrey's not quite back to where he was.
See, it's funny you say that. McCaffrey is having an all-time season right now. And if I was to tell you that, you're scoffing at it. He might be the second best receiver in the NFL if you're just going off receptions. That's what he is right now. 39. Puka is 52. He's number one. He's sixth in yardage in receiving.
Mm-hmm.
He's having an incredible year, right?
How's his running?
Who cares?
Well, he's actually a 21st.
Yeah, 21st, something like that.
Yeah.
But when it goes,
he's only 20 yards behind, 30 yards behind John Robinson.
He's 160-yard run away from the numbers being 3-1 to 4.
Exactly. It is a career low in yards per attempt.
Yeah, and, that's got to be partly Kittle. Maybe it's partly Rust, and they're hoping that halfway through the season he'll get back to being that guy.
I guess what I'm saying is, as you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGNZ FM and HU1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station, and the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries, always live from the Free Odyssey app, going to be live from the Laughing Monk Studios. It's the crossover, Steiny and Goo with the Morning Girls, Spadoni and Shasky here. I guess what I'm saying that is, I feel like we're not talking about Christian McCaffrey enough, Goo. This season and what he's been able to do when all offseason.
Who looks like he just read like an obituary?
No, he's locked in.
I love you guys.
He's locked in. He's locked in.
What's going on?
He's locked in.
Stymied.
He's locked in right now. The entire offseason, the biggest question mark for this team and this offense is Christian McCaffrey's health. The guy's been healthy pretty much. He's been incredible in the passing game. They haven't been able to run it.
Right.
But I feel like we're not talking about him enough, Goo.
Well, we're taking him for granted, but I'll say this about McCaffrey this year. To me, the usage rate and his health is a grand slam. He's done that. But the Niners have had ailments inside the red zone, so I've heard some people throw it out, a whisper. Has he lost a step? I wasn't there. But the bottom line is he's so great that he's healthy, so he's meeting that metric for me. But when you talk about what you just asked, Steiny, it's Mac Jones. This dude was a failure, so we thought. These passes on first down, he's commanding the offense, and that's the reason him, along with McCaffrey, they've been able to do what they've done. And I'm always say this, Butch, a quarterback is more important than any other position to me. I was the O-line, I get it, but Mac Jones has been seamless. He's been a dream thus far, not perfect, so to me, it's him.
He's been awesome. He's been so much better than I ever anticipated. I have a hard time knocking him. But to Steiny's original point, like, I also have a hard time seeing him, like, upright for the rest of the year. I mean, both quarterbacks.
It's pretty insane. We were talking about earlier.
Both quarterbacks.
It's insane that they've been, like, hurt this much. And Christian McCaffrey just hasn't been that guy that's been hurt.
Yeah.
But all the other pieces, when we talked about that guy being the one that we have to worry about the most, we haven't worried about him at all.
We've seen Mac Jones just last Thursday look like he was having open-heart surgery.
Cramps.
Brock's, we didn't even know he got hurt in real time. And even when he played bad against Jacksonville, he didn't look like he was hampered. He wasn't, all this hurts.
I thought Brock didn't look right from the beginning.
I thought Mac was done for the season on that one hit.
I did too.
He was laying down.
Brock's been like
sitting down, not moving. They zoomed
they
in.
Went to commercial.
I was like, Adrian Martinez is going
text
in.
Me. He's okay. I'm like, what do you mean he's okay?
Because he ran off the field. Can he just stay hydrated this week? Is that? Can we do that? Like, not cramp? Just stay hydrated.
Here's one thing that I will say. Regardless of what happens the remainder of this year, Kyle Shanahan, who is brilliant and also flawed, if he does not invest two picks of their first four into the offensive line, no, I'm serious. Like, my head will explode. My head will explode.
Lock him out the room and say we're drafting two more lines.
You have to. You have to make it a priority. You just do. And, like, if anything, just to CYA, you know, cover yourself. Mm. You know, you have to make it a priority.
Hey, he's the coach of the year right now.
We're going to talk about it today.
He's the coach of the year.
All right, can I ask you a question? Because I'm intrigued. Goo, you been to Disneyland?
Yeah.
Okay. How many times you think?
I say about 7.
All right.
Yeah. And not as an adult, always with the kids. I got friends that go as adult. Yeah,
we were talking about that.
I still think you can have fun. All right. I still think you can have fun. Signy, how many times have you been to Disneyland?
Once, I think.
Wow.
Once or twice.
What, the opening day?
No, just.
Oh, come on.
But when?
I don't know, like 10 years ago?
Oh, 10 years ago.
With kids.
Yeah, okay.
With all the kids.
And you had a great time?
Yeah, it's fun. Went for 2 days.
I can't, but where is this
stayed overnight?
Well, no, I just, like, we were talking about
Bill Belichick. Pirates of the Caribbean.
We were talking about that.
There it is.
Is that your favorite ride?
Yes. Yes.
Really?
It yes.
Swear to God.
I swear to God, because it was, you know, it was a little bit funky in there, if you know what I mean. If you're feeling the right
dive bar.
If you're feeling the right way, it's really interesting.
Kind of like Glen Park Station?
Yeah. The Glen Park Station. No. I love the Pirates of the Caribbean.
We were having a good time.
Dead men tell no tales.
Thank you.
Or lies or something. I don't know.
No, dead men tell no tales. It's great. I love all the movies, too, by the way. We were talking about, like, places Bill Belichick and his girlfriend are going because they're on a bye week. Wrong answers only. What's their vacation spot? And we said Disneyland. And then the floodgates just opened.
Oh, yeah, then it opened. And I said,
the Jelly Belly Factory was one of them.
So then I
Toys R Us.
I came up with this thing. I was like, you know, when you're waiting in line at Pirates of the Caribbean, the boat comes up, right? And there's you get to pick what boat you want to be in. And I was like, Belichick's in one boat. Steiny's in another boat. Which one are you jumping into? Oh, what's the more fun boat?
I said Bill.
No, I said Steiny. Steiny would have a good time.
I do. I think Steiny. I don't think Bill would have fun in
him.
I actually said Steiny's the guy that would chill on the bench in the park square right in the middle with the Walt Disney statue and just hang out and enjoy himself, right, Steiny? Is that accurate?
No.
What are you doing?
The rides.
No.
The rides. Love the Matterhorn.
Matterhorn's good.
One of the best.
Yes.
Yeah, that
hurt. Space Mountain was my favorite.
Yeah, that's Space Mountain's incredible.
Space Mountain. Yeah. It's now a Star Wars thing. I don't know. It's Space Mountain, but
what's the one?
Splash Mountain?
Yeah, that's the one.
Yeah, that's my favorite one.
That's more scary than Matterhorn. Yeah, that's the one I'm thinking
of. We have a poll up right now. Who'd you rather spend a day at Disneyland with? Matt Stein, that's our Bill Belichick.
Oh,
Steiny is ahead 80-20.
Larry David. He's blessed.
That's great. I beat out the most miserable SRB on planet Earth.
He's not miserable at home, dude. He's having fun at home.
Hey.
That matters.
This is a pretty big fall from grace for him, though, right?
No, see,
it's pretty bad.
Spadoni, I even call Butch and tell him, you know, I want to do this, I want to do that, and I never get to it, but if I could just do a case study on, can you really ruin one's legacy? This dude arguably is one of the best football coaches ever. Now it's Brady. I get that. He was riding his coattail, but this is just a pimple on the whole grand scheme of his resume,
It's pretty bad, though, right? Like, hold on. Yes, because he alienated his franchise quarterback, the greatest quarterback in the history of the sport. He leaves you. You pivot to Cam Newton, a.k.a. Scam Newton, who's wearing crazy hats every morning now. The guy stunk for you then. You bring in Matt Patricia again, who stunk. And you bring in Joe Judge, who stunk after you drafted Mac Jones, who was supposed to be the heir apparent. McDaniels has success with him. He leaves. It's one of the worst dumpster fires.
To 6 Super Bowls, though.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, because half of them... It's Brady's. Brady is the reason for 3 of those Super Bowls. I'll give Bill credit for the first 3.
So does Phil Jackson's final years as a GM take away from his excellence?
A little bit.
I disagree.
A little bit. I view him a little differently afterwards.
You're making it out like he's Joe Paterno.
No. Come on. That's how you went away.
No,
but his decision-making, Joe, since the Tom Brady thing has been god-awful. It's been wrong moves left and right.
Is Pat Riley a giant loser for what happened with Jimmy Butler? Mm. Or is he one of the greatest executives?
He's taking accountability, Pat Riley, and said, I actually own that. I could have been better.
Okay.
Bill Belichick, what does that mean? Bill Belichick will never own these mistakes, is what I'm saying. He won't own it. And that's the difference.
He's been better at his sport humility, than Pat Riley and at his. And Pat Riley's amazing.
The level of humility, though, when it comes to Bill Belichick, having the saltiness about not allowing Patriots staffers...
That was weak,
like, and scouts to view the practice and hurting his own players that have hopes of becoming NFL players, that's weak
sauce. Tom Landry ended his career way worse than Bill Belichick.
But he earned that right.
No, I agree with you. I agree with you, but would you agree that Tom Landry's final, like, 6 years...
It was horrible.
Oh, okay.
So you earn the right to mail it in. Seriously. I mean, I'm being dead serious.
But you think that's what Bill's doing in North Carolina, Stanley?
A little bit.
No, I'm talking more about Tom Landry.
If the game had passed him by. He wasn't mailing it in. He just had lost his fastball.
They were
44-0 to the Bears. Remember that? mean,
clearly, Bill thought he was this great big shot, and he was in the NFL, and he thought he could translate that to college easily, and he's learning you can't.
So has Jordan messed up his legacy by going playing for the Wizards and being the worst owner?
So. Yeah,
never.
I think so.
The shoe stores
you
are...
You do?
Yes.
Well, as we're talking...
really?
As we're talking about...
Because I don't like him already.
Oh, okay.
So, no. No, it absolutely does to me, but I can separate. It's greatest player of all time, okay. Worst owner of all time.
That I agree with. What about Al Davis?
He was...
And they need a movie on him.
You know,
him,
to me, he's kind of like a little like Don Nelson. He's a pioneer. He's innovative, but he did more culturally.
No doubt.
So he's... A made man. Like,
the last decade.
The last decade was terrible.
Okay.
Similar to Jerry.
Like, why did he get mad at Marcus Allen? Did we ever find out why he got mad at Marcus?
Well.
Yeah, Jerry's, I think, is in that era, man.
There's the OJ with that stuff. Yeah. And then you got Al Michaels, who still hates Al Davis.
So let me ask you this one. Let me rephrase this. Right. What if the game had been the way it is now in terms of offense, defense, and just the freedom of offense and the rules? Would Andy Reid be considered the greatest coach of all time had this been this way for the last 20 years and it wasn't a recent phenomenon? Would Bill have been as successful being able to evolve into this era?
I think people are starting to view him as the GOAT now because of his success with all the different quarterbacks.
No, but he's what about Philly? That was here we go, Snyder. We had the horrible
fight. Had success with McNabb
but
and
he'd been to the NFC Championship 4 or 5 times, won Super Bowl, and didn't win it. You get Mahomes, and now you got 3, and I give you credit.
It's not his fault that his quarterback was thrown up in the huddles and stuff, though, right?
I wonder how history will remember Andy Reid if he can pull a couple more out of the back pocket here.
It's a fair question.
Well, I think the guy who belongs in the discussion is Bill Walsh.
Well, obviously.
Oh, yeah.
To me, he could have coached in this era.
Not a doubt in my mind.
You know what I mean?
But also, I do believe, as we talk about longevity and Harbaugh, and that's been a knock, Bill, it wore on him to lose, and he had a very difficult time navigating relationships. It was part of the beauty and his curse. Mm.
Mike Dunleavy, 12:30, Warriors GM, on with you guys. Yeah. What's the number one question you want to ask him at 12:30?
I'm actually interested in Steve Kerr and his one-year deal while everybody else is on a two-year deal. And if Mike said, you know, he can coach here as long as he wants, how come Steve isn't saying, well, match me up with those guys?
What do you think Mike Dunleavy's favorite ride is at Disneyland?
Well, he's probably gone because he's got 4 kids, I think, all girls.
But do you know his favorite football team? Just found that out, Spadoni.
It's coming up next on 95.7, The Game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
He brings the passion.
For what? I want to know now. I'm mentally invested. Don't tell me to pray and you don't say what for.
He brings the perspective.
Yeah, I think both have a great point.
Get off me, text line.
He's truly one of a kind.
That is wow.
Oh, my God.
He's doing a great job.
I need you to man up and say what you really want to say.
I mean, you're doing a great job.
And together, they are Steiny and Guru.
Yeah.
On 95.7 The Game.
Yeah, all righty. Boy, party. Congrats on your winning that bet yesterday, Goo.
Yeah, top one up for the Gipper, finally. How you doing, baby?
I'm not, like, seriously.
I'm going to pull up on you after.
Seriously, I woke up this morning and I was like, God! That's why I don't bet. Seriously.
But you had the ball in the red zone the whole game!
Doesn't matter.
And they fumbled it to goal line.
Undisciplined.
Yeah. Well, I'm acting like I'm in your boat. I'm not.
Right. They should all know. Goo got me. Me.
I just put it in earlier than you.
Dude, they went up to 7.5 for you. I got it at 6.5. They won by 7.
Tulane won by 7. Guru had him at 6.5, and I got him at 7.5.
And Evan was laughing at you this morning.
I know.
I didn't like that. I pulled him to the side. I told him I didn't.
Like, the laugh was like...
Sinister.
Exactly. It really was.
And you put down some coin. I won't say how much.
Yeah.
Welcome to the real world.
I'll be backing out of it.
Look at you.
Anyway.
Mike Dunleavy at 12:30.
Mike Dunleavy, 12:30. General manager of the Golden State Warriors, going to join us. We obviously have a big game Sunday, 49ers-Buccaneers. And, man, here's my thing. What are you expecting from the Niners on Sunday?
What we've seen all year, Steiny, and it is just, I want to say define all odds, but it doesn't matter if Jennings is in, if it's Bourne, whom have you, it doesn't matter. Tonjes, it's just Mac Jones, and Spadoni was right. So I hope I didn't come across during the crossover, Steiny, like I wasn't giving McCaffrey his flowers. I mean, this dude is healthy, and they've been running him in the ground. But the bottom line is I expect another close game. And I'm just wondering, because Kyle's saying it, we could easily be 1-4. But you're not. But, Steiny, at some point, is this going to run out, this magic that they seem to have
well,
made?
Well, the question is it magic?
Whoever's out
is it
there?
Magic? Why shouldn't they beat the Tampa Bay Buccaneers Sunday?
Because
Buccaneers
got
are more
too.
Healthier or yeah. less healthy than the Niners. They're going to miss. They're missing Chris Godwin, Mike Evans, and Bucky Irving. They're missing all three of those guys. That's a starting running back and two starting receivers. Like, go down there and win the game.
Mm.
Yeah, you don't like that, do you?
No, I'll say this, and I said it to our guy Sean King yesterday that joined us, Donnie. I mean, Seattle put up 35 points on that Tampa Bay defense, and, you know, they're vulnerable. So if the Niners are on, you know, go get that number five, that fifth win, and you're 5-1. But I'm being real. You know me. And you know I've come down Kyle's road. But, Stoney, I'm sitting here, man. I'm stating the obvious, but I mean it. Just from a football standpoint, I'm watching football all day, every day, college. I mean, Kyle's in his bag in regard to what this team is doing this season through five games. I don't know where it's going, but right now it looks like it could be to the offs. But, Stoney, I'm not going to omit or front like I'm giving him. This dude's, I mean, this might be one of his best coaching jobs early because with what they've been without and down.
I mean, can we just boil it down? They're off to a good start. They're off to a good start. They got hurt. They're fighting through injuries. Yeah. But we're one loss going back to, where are we going? Can this team battle back? And, you know, like to me, you know, I've been thinking a lot about this quarterback situation, and I'm here's my question. Why does anything matter except the next game? We're not going to solve who's going to be the quarterback next year right now.
No doubt.
Okay, so they need two quarterbacks this year. That's become so obvious to me. So now the only issue is, how does Shanahan figure out which one he's playing which week?
What if his health is the answer? But when have we seen that win? I know Jeff Hostetler way back in the day for the Giants, quarterbacked him to a Super Bowl after Sims got hurt. But my point, Donnie, is I don't think that's something he can control. It's who's healthy.
No, when Brock Purdy is healthy, they're going to have a decision to make. And when they make that decision, they better have a backup, which they will, to that decision. Because if they go with Purdy when he's healthy, you better have Brock still hanging around in case that turf toe.
Mac Jones.
If Purdy's turf toe. Similarly, if Mac Jones continues quarterbacking and Brock Purdy just doesn't get healthy for a few weeks, then you got to keep using Mac Jones. So, the way I'm looking at it right now, this is a week-to-week proposition, and it's going to be up to Shanahan to figure out if and when to bring Purdy back. But I believe that, how many, what are there, 12 games?
Yeah.
I'll bet you that four games are quarterbacked by the second quarter. You know what I mean?
Gotcha.
I don't think we're going to have one quarterback from this point to the end of the season.
Now, we were having some fun in the green room, and you tell me if I'm going too far. But I'm trying to go that far, Steiny, because that's how drunk I am on what Kyle and his offense can do from said quarterback. If Martinez somehow has to get on the field, what if I'm, and I mean this, on a payday Friday, what if I told you until I see him fail, I think he's in the best hands possible from a play caller standpoint and a coach knowing what he can do and what he can't to make Martinez be able to move the chains?
I saved the day.
I don't necessarily.
It's like, call me drunk.
He doesn't want to use Martinez.
No doubt. But if he had to, is there any guy outside of Andy Reid? And Andy hadn't done it without Mahomes the way that Kyle's had to do it, with a different quarterback. I'm just saying, Steiny, I think what you want answered, we won't get until the game's over and we find out who's healthy. This low kneel and Brian Baldinger thing about turf toe, Steiny, it has me believing, I hate to say this, Niner fans, but I am. This just in my gut, along with some other stuff. I got to tell you, I don't think he's going to shake this the whole season. What if I told you that?
I don't know. I mean, if Joe Burrow can come back after a surgery with an injury like that, I got to believe Brock Purdy's going to be healthy at some point this season. And then that's when Kyle Shanahan's got to make a decision. But again,
I'm not taking the injury so lightly that when Purdy does quarterback his first game back, that I think he's going to be able to go the week after. I got to have an insurance policy.
And what does that performance look like then, during that game? Because that's the other rat on the table we don't want to talk about, brought to you by Echo Pest Control, Stani. Is Mac Jones has held it down. He hasn't been Joe Montana, but he's held it down. He has not lost. So if that day does come, and let's just say Mac Jones wins and goes 4-0, and then Brock comes back against Atlanta and just has an underwhelming performance, let's be real. People are going to be clamoring for, okay, how much of it is because of the toe? I mean, maybe you need to ride the hot hand.
I think that's a very good possibility with what's going to happen. When Purdy comes back, if he looks like the guy who's quarterbacked the two games that he's quarterbacked this year, then yeah, we may go back to Mac Jones for the rest of the season. Especially if when he comes off the field in that game he returns in, all eyes are going to be on the toe and how does he feel and how did he look and does he look as fast? Does he look as mobile? Because the one thing I truly believe is Mac Jones is a better quarterback than Brock Purdy when Brock Purdy has turf toe. Mm. So, that's going to be up to Kyle Shanahan to decide how the injuries affect in Purdy and if it's to a degree that he thinks Mac Jones is better. And obviously, I think going into Sunday's game, that's what he thinks, that Mac Jones gives him a better chance to win.
Yeah.
But I also think then, once that game's over, the slate is wiped clean, and you're like, okay, now where are we with our two quarterbacks Monday? How's Mac Jones feeling coming out of the game? How's Brock Purdy feeling after 2 weeks off?
Yeah.
And then you got to make a decision based on that, I think.
Yeah. But and Shasky told me Mac didn't practice all week, but yet Kyle didn't seem concerned when he spoke about, his availability. So, again, Stani, people calling me a black hat. Am I jinxing something? I'm just being overly confident in what I think Kyle can do with quarterbacks. But the bottom line, man, is we may be into what I just talked about. And you said, Goo, you might not be able to avoid it. The Niners, that is. If this thing is going to hamper the performance of my starting quarterback, which is Brock Purdy, and it did the last time we saw him on the field, do you owe it to the rest of the gang and the team to kind of let him try to get healthy and ride Brock, even if that consists of a loss?
I mean, I think this is like a decision that, yeah, Shanahan's going to have to make with all that in mind.
And I got something for you. I mean, we're up against it.
If Brock Purdy's healthy and he goes back to Brock Purdy, it's hard for me to believe the team's going to be, what are you doing? We got to go with Mac Jones. I don't know. I think they obviously like them both. But, yes, Kyle Shanahan's got a way kind of maybe how the team's feeling one way or the other.
You know, I'm ready to say this, and I kind of told Willard and Dibbs this, Donnie, and I said in the crossover, I'm just telling you, man, sometimes in life it's about location. It's about luck. And Mac Jones quarterbacked the team in his first year to the playoffs. He did that. And the bottom line is he was a laughing stock. It looked bad in Carolina last year for him. And now, Stani, you talk about if you're asking me who the better quarterback is, I think there's a conversation now because they're both on the same level with what they have at their disposal. And that's Kyle Shanahan. So I do wonder sometimes how big is the gap between Brock Purdy and a healthy Brock and a healthy Mac Jones?
Well, let's say it's not much different, but Purdy's healthy.
Then you got to go with Purdy. You paid him. That's your guy. But I'm just telling you, Mac is done. It sounded like Spadoni during the crossover didn't like me saying that it factor, like college didn't count. Mac was throwing the dudes. Mac was playing big time in front of 100,000 people. Mac's been there. You know what I'm saying? So I know it's the NFL, but damn, Bama, during that time he was there, was as close to the league as possible. I'm just saying he is in heaven with Kyle right now.
Yeah, I mean, and this is where, like, Evan brought this up the other day, and I kind of feel like it could happen. Like,
give it to him.
A backup quarterback is
everybody's
in,
best friend.
Is brought in to help you survive when the starting quarterback gets hurt. We are one mediocre Mac Jones' performance from none of this mattering anymore?
Because he had one against Arizona, okay, but they got lucky and won.
Okay. Well, if Brock Purdy would have been healthy after the Arizona game, well, he was, I guess, because he played.
Yeah.
So I'm just saying that we're one mediocre game away from there being no quarterback issue at all, and us going to Brock Purdy. And then they go, well, how'd Mac Jones do? Well, Brock missed four games, but the Niners went 3-1. He did a great job. Then we went back to Brock and we made the playoffs. That's very possible. Don't you think?
Yeah. And in a perfect world, when you talk, I'm thinking of the great John Madden. Boom, if you got two or three of one thing, you don't have one. But in this instance, the fact that both are hampered or hurt or what we deem hurt, Steiny, I got to believe this could be a coach's dream that you have two quarterbacks that can get you wins that have shown you that early on. But the fact that they're both hampered or dealing with something, does that make it not a good thing?
No, I think they're damn lucky right now. Not lucky, or they plan perfectly that they have two good quarterbacks right now. 888-957-9570 is the number. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. Don't forget, Mike Dunleavy, general manager of the Golden State Warriors, is going to join us at 12:30. That segment was brought to you by
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer. First 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Derna.
For just $30 each per month with autopay, plus taxes and fees. And with 5G home internet, setup is easy with just one cord and no technician needed. Which is great if you're also into that whole keeping it simple thing. Switch now and experience the best mobile network in the U.S. Visit your local store to start saving. T-Mobile, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, Q4 2024 to Q1 2025, Ookla trademarks used under license. Unlimited on our network. Customers on voice plan may notice speeds lower than other customers and further reduction if using more than 50 gigs a month due to data prioritization. Video streams and SD on this plan. Home internet pricing after $20 a monthly bill credit plus $5 per line without autopay. Debit or bank account required. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.
Red and Gold game day starts at Laughing Monk Brewing. Park for free. Enjoy amazing food, ice cold beer, and every game on TV. Catch 95.7 The Game's pregame show. Then hop on the free shuttle straight to the stadium. Sign up now at 95.7thegame.com.
Are you in the history buff?
Yeah, we'll see. We're not there yet.
Definitely wasn't on my bingo card.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Whoa! What was that one? Was that Lacob saying, are you a history buff? Where'd that come from?
And the other guy sounded like Fridale.
I want to get to the bottom of that. By the way, guess what? I got an email at 7:51 this morning from Harry.
I thought you were going to say Lacob.
No. No.
What did Harry say?
I think this is going to be proof. This should be proof to all you that Harry's real and he's not me. Because would I ever write this sentence on an email? You ready?
Yeah.
This is from Harry. Well, I tried to warn you about diet soda, and now they find out that diet soda causes liver disease. Remember that?
Yeah, it has aspartame
A few years ago, he weighed in on that. Harry did.
I don't remember that part.
Yeah, because people were saying diet soda's worse for you than regular soda.
They've been saying that for a while.
So there it is. He's a health expert, which would make him completely different than me.
Well, you're looking good.
No, but I mean, you know, diet soda.
Man, it's bad.
I love having a diet soda once in a while.
It's like diet pizza. Jimmy Craig, that stuff don't work. How are you going to have a diet pizza?
It's because when the soda isn't diet, it's way too sweet for me.
Mm.
I love diet soda, though.
See,
diet
people
Coke,
at the bar,
Diet Pepsi.
Give me some Hennessy and a Diet Coke. I don't get you a Coke. They ain't cheating the game. Give me a Hennessy and Diet Coke.
I don't think I've ever had Hennessy. Believe it or not.
Well, you couldn't hang out with Bron.
We can change that.
You never had dark?
What kind of liquor? Is a cognac?
Yeah.
I've never had that.
What
Chip?
About the bottle? Yeah,
Chip?
I'm going to do a quick appearance.
Let's go to Manny. Manny's in the U.
Oh, Manny.
Let's talk about the quarterback situation.
He wasn't happy last week, Manny.
How do you remember him?
He called. He went in.
I was going to address that, dude. Okay. I was going to address that.
Because he's from the U, that's why. All right. I got you.
My man.
Hey, I'm going to stay off the Hennessy, but I'm going to drop Booker's on you. You guys should try Booker's. Give that to Steiny. He'll brighten up his disposition around you guys.
Hey, real quick, is that dark or clear, Booker's?
It's dark, but it go down smooth.
Uh-oh.
You should try it. But I tell you what, it's a $100 bottle, so be ready.
I'm out.
Oof, I'm out too. I mean, I just lost the bet.
Manny, ship us some.
Hey, I got a new job today, Goo, and I'm the man in that job, so
let's
who knows?
Let's go. Congrats.
Thank you. But let me get to this. When I was trying to call in last week, I didn't mean to sound down and out, but I wanted to give flowers and props and praise to Mac Jones, man. I know Brock is our billion-dollar quarterback, and I respect Brock for everything he's done. But when I said that, there's something about Mac Jones galvanizing that team. I played football at a very young age, and, when you see your quarterback limping and getting beat down and getting back up off the mat and going, let's go, man, you are rallying behind that guy. Brock, I love you, kid. You know, baby face and all, but you're sitting out because of your toe. right? It's hard for me to get behind somebody. Injuries are injuries, and I know Brock tried his best to play on that toe, but Mac was dang near on death's door, and he was gutting out at performance. I know Steiny said that all it takes is one Mac Jones mediocre performance, but, you know, we got to face facts, fellas. This guy was a first-rounder, and there was a reason why. And, yeah, he was in Bama with Tua and all the star talent in the world and all that. Brock Purdy is a billion-dollar quarterback. Anyone want to trade up? That's all I got, guys.
Thanks, Manny.
Hey, congrats on the job, Manny. No, but it's context, Donnie. Mac Jones has not been Dan Marino. He's 3-0. They got a great he was not that great against Arizona. But what followed that? A bad, bad Jaguar performance by Brock Purdy. So I know Brock has had the it factor. He earned the contract when everything was good around him. Last year, it was everybody's fault. But the bottom line is, you know, I'm not sitting here telling you there's a controversy. But the bottom line to me is if we hit the rewind button, coming out of college, who was the better quarterback? Who was supposed to be the best quarterback? That's all.
But what,
I keep thinking about that.
But that was 5 years ago, right?
Okay,
four or 5 years ago.
Right.
And I'm trying to wonder, what does that mean now? Because, you know, you grow up, let's just say you're growing up and you're in fifth or sixth grade and you're going to high school. Guess what? There was all those seventh graders that grew first. And they were great athletes,
yeah.
Seventh or eighth or ninth grade, and then everybody catches up to
Corey
them by
Ransom
senior year.
In the U.
They're smoking weed out in the parking lot, and they don't play sports anymore. So I'm trying to figure out what, if at all, does it matter if coming out of college, Mac Jones was more sought after or a better quarterback. I don't know what it means. I'm not saying I do know the answer to the question.
But we
I know
have
that Kyle Shanahan's got something to do with it.
But even Willer shocked me earlier this week talking about and I'm paraphrasing, Steiny, and you said it. So there's a scenario in your guys' mind, or your minds, since I'm talking to you right now, to where Mac Jones could get so hot, even if Brock were healthy, Kyle would say, I got to ride the hot hand. I don't think that's going to happen.
I don't know.
Everything.
So right,
it depends on how long Purdy's out. Because, yes, they will reach a point. So he's quarterbacked the last two games.
Yeah.
I mean, yes, there could reach a point if he's quarterbacked five games, seven games in a row, that it gets to the point where you might have to stay with him because you're too deep in the season. So, yes, I think that's possible. But then that would mean that Purdy's injury is more like a 6 week to 8 week injury. And then all bets are off until he comes back like at the end of November or at the, you know, in the middle of November.
Now, you did throw something to me. I was listening to a podcast yesterday and they brought up the old adage of might have been the Cowboys coach talking about he believes you can't lose your job to injury. But I'm just saying, Steiny, we don't know where Kyle is on that. And if he's one of those coaches that believes that, then there's nothing Mac can do to supersede Brock when he's healthy.
Yeah, you know what? I don't believe that's a hard, fast rule. I think coaches break that rule all the time. And I think he'll make a decision based on, I think, who he thinks is gives him the best chance to win.
Yeah.
It's just going to be a matter, I think, of when.
Brock's healthy.
Yeah.
If that day does come. Because what I don't want to have happen, just from what we do standpoint, and Brock didn't do it last game. He said, I don't know. But when you do go out there, is that the real you, or are you going to blame the toe? And to his credit, he didn't blame the toe against Jacksonville.
That's what coach does. Like, that's what Kyle's going to have to do. He's going to have to assess all that stuff. Mm. But let me ask you guys a question. Would this be the worst thing in the world? Mac Jones plays till Purdy's healthy. Then Purdy comes back when he's healthy, and you evaluate him.
Hello?
And if he's not the Purdy you think he is, you go back to Mac Jones. Like, it's not that hard. Or if Purdy comes back and he looks like Purdy from, looks healthy and mobile, then he's the starting quarterback.
All right.
But I'm not saying there's nothing to see here. I mean, if Mac Jones, if Brock Purdy's out for another month, then, yeah,
the all bets are off on what may happen down the line.
And I got a question for you.
Go ahead.
What are they saying?
Who?
Your people back in Philly. Last night was a disaster.
Dude,
the Flyers lost.
They're not like you.
The Phillies
they're
lost.
They're not like
and the
you.
The Eagles lost, Donnie. That's a lot.
Right, but they're not like
Philly
you.
Philly on fire. Stoddy, that's a lot of loot. Man.
The Eagles, they're not even
the
remotely
fans,
concerned with.
Oh, no. Okay.
Because they know what
boat,
I know.
But A.J. Brown's a problem. He's going full Terrell Owens, Donnie. Okay. I'm telling you now.
All right.
That was a worse loss than the throw to home plate.
Why didn't he throw it to first?
Because he lost track, I guess.
Pressure, man.
Tough day in Philly.
Yeah. I thought you would have some tidbits.
Yeah, I'm in the Bay Area, so I don't really give a rat's behind.
No, but you got a thread with your guys back home, and I thought
it's
they would
It's a betting thread. It's got nothing to do with the Phillies
I am, and
or the
it's
Eagles.
A betting thread
well,
now.
Tough day on that thread, too.
Yeah.
You don't think my buddies are... They bet with their head, not their hearts. That's why they win.
What about you?
I bet with my heart. That's why I lose.
But, Stoddy, this ain't about the money. This is about the pain.
They had... Apparently, they were all on the Giants. They know their team so well.
Mm.
Yeah, what do you think about that? I know it's a new phenomenon, being able to assess your team fairly as a fan. I know, they don't do that out here.
Ah, stop.
They don't do that out here.
Were they on East Carolina?
Okay, here. You know what, Evan? What does this mean? Oh, shoot.
Hurry up.
You know, I'll do it on the other side. Right. He did something with the bet, and I don't know what he did. But you guys will know whether he won or not.
I'll cancel it for you.
Okay. Hey, Mike Dunleavy, general manager of the Golden State Warriors. He's going to join us at 12:30. And don't forget the kickoff show this Sunday with Lorenzo Neal and Evan Giddings. It starts at 11 o'clock. If you're looking for somewhere to watch the games this weekend, head to Laughing Monk Brewing in Sunnyvale. The Gold Rush girls will be there for a meet and greet, taking photos, signing autographs. And the next home game is Sunday night, October 19th. Lo and Evan are going to be live from Laughing Monk starting at 3 p.m. You can sign up for the free shuttle to the stadium right now. First come, first served. So go to the Eventbrite page on our website, 957thegame.com, and sign up now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin, but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why fans. It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.